I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's supreme leader says Israel must be punished for its assault on the Iranian embassy in Syria. In return, Israel's foreign minister vows to strike Iran directly if the Islamic Republic targets Israel from its territory. Samuel with Redemptive Story says the latest tiff began after an Israeli attack on Friday. As usual, Syria and its people are stuck in the middle of a proxy war between Iran and Israel.
It's just more of the chaos that they've been living through the past 12 years. The chaos has looked different at different seasons. There was open war, COVID, and economic sanctions, an earthquake, plus constant incursions by the IDF, by Iran.
But believers are committed to staying in Syria, and the Lord is at work.
God is doing amazing things among the Druze, among the Kurdish people in the north. It's quite powerful.
You can help them get through another week. We'll connect you at our website. And negotiations between Israel and Hamas show little progress. Andrew Bush with the Bethlehem Institute of Peace and Justice says the ongoing war weighs on those in the West Bank. In May, the Institute will welcome students to visit and learn more about peace and justice in the Holy Land.
The summer intensive is a two-week residential program here in Bethlehem, which allows students to interact with Palestinian peacemakers and Jewish-Israeli peacemakers.
The short program begins May 13th. The Institute also offers online semester courses for credit and free lectures that are open to all.
We feel it's very important that Christians have a clear picture of what's going on here.
Above all, ask the Lord to end the war and spare lives. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.